In response to the ever-increasing demand to visit the High Peaks region in the Adirondack Park, which was off the charts last year as New Yorkers and visitors across the region look for safe outdoor activities to do during the pandemic, the state announced recently that it will be testing out a reservation system to access a small number of public trails. The reservation system, which takes effect in May and runs through the end of October, represents a seismic shift in the way trails are normally accessed and could have significant ramifications for the future if it becomes widely utilized. To make sense of what's happening and what could happen in the future, we're joined by the Capitol Press Room's official hiking Sherpa, Gwen Craig, who also moonlights as a reporter for the Adirondack Explorer. Welcome back to the show, Gwen. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what trails will require a reservation in the future? And does this also involve some sort of parking reservation / registration system too?
Yeah, so the way this sort of came out was a little confusing at first, but essentially the Adirondack Mountain Reserve is a privately owned 7,000 acres that leads to a bunch of different hikes that are more generally publicly owned, but to get to that public area, you do have to cross their private property. They have an agreement with the state through a conservation and foot traffic easement so that the public can access these public hikes. But, you know, in those easements, they have an authority to do some things to protect the resource or public safety. So that's sort of where this reservation system seems to be coming in. And it will affect lots of trails, actually. Around just under a dozen high peaks are accessed through this area, and we also have Noon Mark and Round Mountains from this area, and then some popular hikes that aren't high peaks, including Indian Head, which is sort of the iconic fjord view that we see a lot on social media, Instagram nowadays. So it'll be interesting to see how this works. And the reservation system at first said 70 parking spaces, but we've learned with some follow-up questions that it's 70 available parking spots, but that really means 70 reservations. And then the DEC has said one reservation can accommodate up to 6 hikers. So even if you're getting dropped off at the area and not parking, you will still need a reservation to hike there.
So that's potentially, 420 spots that are going to be open for reservations if it's that 1-to-6 ratio like you're talking about?
Possibly, though, the other factor in this is they're saying if you are dropped off by a Greyhound or Trailways bus, that you're allowed to access the AMR within 24 hours of your arrival. What I'm not clear on yet is whether or not you also need a reservation with your bus ticket, or if your bus ticket guarantees you a reservation. So, but that's sort of the numbers, the basic numbers we're looking at.
When can I start booking my trip? You know, I know this was going to run through May. That's rapidly approaching. How do I go about making a reservation? And does it cost anything to do this?
So the reservations are free, which is a very important point for a lot of people working on visitor use management. This is also coinciding with a lot of diversity initiatives that are happening in the Adirondacks, which is also, I believe, why the bus information was brought into picture, so that people who don't have cars or may not live in the park have more access. But you do need to make advance reservations. According to the DEC, they can be made up to 2 weeks in advance for day or overnight use. And all that can be done at a website called hikeamr.org, which is supposed to go live on April 15th. Of course, we can't see anything, and it'll be interesting to see how the website handles everything on April 15th. But I still am a little unclear. I've heard from other folks who are concerned, like what would be keeping someone maybe from booking a bunch of days just to ensure they will have access. There's a lot of questions about how this will all work still.
Yeah, that makes me think about a secondary reservation market. You know, the way we have StubHub and other sites where you resell tickets, could theoretically these reservations be hand it off to other people. That's going to be, you know, something to watch, I guess, as we see this online portal come up on April 15th, unless, you know, you've already heard that they have taken that kind of creative thinking into account.
Yeah, I've reached out to DEC about that, and I haven't heard back. I also have seen from people on social media, like, what would be, you know, if you're really desperate and a bus ticket does ensure you access, what would keep people from maybe buying a bunch of Greyhound bus tickets? I don't really know the answers to that, but we'll see how it plays out. A lot of people are, you know, the Adirondack Council is obviously excited about this and says it'll provide equal opportunity for access. Some people do think this is a great idea because it has been a very tough spot to get to if you don't show up at 5 a.m. Hopefully, you know, for some people who get frustrated that they show up and they don't, they get turned away already because there is no parking there. This could be a good opportunity to solve that problem. But again, it'll all remains to be seen this spring how it all works out.
My sibling, who is a 46er and is an avid, you know, explorer of all things wilderness, knew about this announcement by the time I forwarded them the press release. And so it seems to me like people who are in the know normally will be cognizant of this reservation system and will be unlikely to, you know, randomly show up without a reservation. But I have to imagine there are going to be other, you know, weekend warriors who might show up without knowing this reservation system exists. What happens if they just show up? Are they turned away? And if so, by who?
Yeah, they will be turned away from what I understand. And it seems as though, at least reading a press release from the Adirondack Council, that the Adirondack Mountain Reserve is actually going to be staffing this mostly. There are forest rangers on hand as well, although the High Peaks region is going to, we are already losing a couple of forest rangers to retirement, so they are, and they've already said they're understaffed, so I'm not really sure how this will all be enforced, but the Adirondack Mountain Reserve is supposedly going to be staffing trailhead stewards, they're calling them, and you will be turned away, but apparently there will be more informational kiosks and infrastructure for folks so that they can be given ideas of where else they could hike. But DEC is really trying to stress you should have a backup plan, which they've been stressing all along, although for people who may not know the area or are getting their information just from, you know, a hiking app or something and don't know the area well, it might be a tricky situation. I don't really know what the enforcement authority of Adirondack Mountain Reserve trailhead stewards would have, but they already are, in some regard, enforcing regulations on their land and their easements. They have things like you're not allowed to have your dog on the property. So they've escorted people off the property who didn't know that. So there is, to some extent, that already happening. But we'll have to see what this this layer of regulation adds and how that's handled.
I know that you're a avid hiker as well, so what do you think should be done to make people aware of this reservation system so they're not caught by surprise, so they don't, you know, drive up to the High Peaks with one trail in mind and get turned away?
Well, I don't have all the answers, but I do know that having listened to some talks on this and, you know, there's lots of different people working on visitor use in the region, it seems like some of the initial surveys are showing a lot of people are using hiking apps, and in particular, they're using All Trails. Mm-hmm. And maybe if like that information can be posted there, I think one of the biggest things, and we'll see how this new website looks, but I don't think that the state has. I mean, it's obviously the DEC's website isn't where people from not the Adirondacks are going for their information on hiking. So partnering with more organizations that have those better platforms would be better. And you know, it'll be interesting to see the new infrastructure put up. It is a dangerous area, like Route 73 is, you know, you have people parking along the side of the roads and the pull-offs there. The road is a 55-mile-an-hour zone. I know Scott Van Laer, who's one of the main forest rangers in that area, has just seen some very close calls between hikers and cars. And there's, you could see the rubber marks on the road right in front of this parking area. So they, you know, they're hoping to cut down on that safety issue. But, you know, I don't think there's well, hopefully our job too as journalists, we're getting the word out and letting people know, but it'll, you know, we'll have to see how it all shakes out this summer.
Is it your impression from this announcement that this is a very limited trial run, that they're only looking at one particular area? Or do you think, based on the way things develop in the Adirondacks, that they're going to be judging the success of this reservation system with an eye toward expansion?
It's a good question. I know the state did convene the High Peak Strategic Advisory Group, and they released a final report. And that report does talk about a pilot reservation system or a pilot permit system of some kind. And this appears to be that. We don't have a specific link, although the Adirondack Council said this is it. And in that, they call it a 3-year pilot. We don't have details about what, you know, what year 2 and year 3 could look like, although I'm imagining they will see how this year goes and decide what year 2 and year 3 would look like. As it is not really the first place I would say this is being tried, because you do have, for example, the Adirondack Mountain Club that owns like the lodge parking. You have the town of Keene, and they require you to pay for a parking spot. The town of Keene has the garden parking lot, which is also a big spot to access High Peaks, and they require that you pay to park there. And that's actual payment. I think it's $10, so it's a little bit different. It's already sort of happening. But this whole idea of reserving a spot for free is new. So, I'm not sure if it'll, you know, if they'll expand it or not. What's interesting is I followed up with DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos, and he's saying this isn't a permit system. This is specifically to address one concern in a particular location. And they're not calling it a permit system. They're calling it a pilot parking reservation system. I don't really understand the difference particularly, but he did say that DC is still considering a full permit system as a tool of last resort. So I don't think it will be anytime soon that we see it throughout the entire High Peaks, but I do think all eyes are on this to see how it goes.
Well, if it walks like a permit system and it quacks like a permit system, it's probably a permit system. We've been speaking with Gwen Craig. She is a reporter for the Adirondack Explorer. Gwen, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.